dreams will come back.
Gativo. Gativo, what's gativo? You made me a subject unique phrase. It's a unique phrase. Gativo is unique.
Ready?
Shall we take the
Reverend's
key?
Right. Holy Coke. The Gemara in Brachos. Omelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Atem asusuni chativa achas ba'olam. You made for me. He translates it. Chativa means you made me a subject of unique praise. Die quiet. Yeah, chativa achas. Make for me a unique praise. That means kilu. We make something special about the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you make special for me. Says the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and yes, Echem, and I will make for you chativa achas bo'olam, and I will make for you, I will praise you, I'll give you a certain uniqueness in this world. Says the Gemara, atem asun chativa achas bo'olam, you'll make me into a chativa achas in this world. Shnei Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This pshat is we're being mamlech the Rebbeinu Shlomo. This is a special praise that we say about the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is Elokeinu. He's our God Hashem Echad. He's one and only. Va'ani aser. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo says, if you do it that way, va'ani aser lachem chativa achas ba'olam. I will give praise about Klal Yisrael. I will make Klal Yisrael special by saying. Umika amcha Yisrael ge'echad boris. And who is like Klal Yisrael, a nation like Klal Yisrael? Rebellia said a shmuz. This is a Moedik shmuz, which he said in the 1940s during the Second World War.
In London.
He said like this. He once gave us a head to be mazvah this Gemara. He said, Klal Yisrael made from the Ribbono Shel Olam chativa achas, a special praise. That means till Klal Yisrael turned up, till Avraham Avinu turned up, we thought, the people on the world thought that there's a Shemesh, there's a Yoreach, there's a sun, there's a moon, there's different keichas in the world. They tried different Avodah Zorahs. Each one had their Avodah Zorah. And everybody had a mixed up idea of what's controlling the world until Avraham Avinu came along. Avraham Avinu taught the world that there's only one God, there's Hashem Echad, there's only one God, and he is the Baal HaKeichus Kulam, he's the one that has control over everything. And he changed the whole theory of the world, that the world is being controlled by different keichus. In the same way, the Ribbono Shel Olam came along, once Avraham Avinu was maki in the Beira Ribbono Shel Olam, in the Beira Yisborach, he recognized Ribbono Shel Olam. So we were Zoicha, through Avraham Avinu, through the Ovis, that we were Kabul Torah on Sinai, that the Ribbono Shel Olam made us a nation that special. Atem tasu chativa achas, Ribbono Shel Olam said that if you're mamlech me and make me that I'm the one and only, I'm the Echad, I'm the special one, I'm the only Yochad, I'm the only one, I will make you into a nation that's a special nation. This special nation was Mekabel Torah. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Boris, who's like Klal Yisrael, a nation among other nations. There's a special Chashivas in Klal Yisrael. The Rebbeinu goes ahead and says that in the vote, the Kuzri brings down, that he explains that there's four types of what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created. There's such a thing as doimim. Damim means, Damim, it doesn't move a stone. A stone and a diamond are in the same category. As long as a diamond doesn't move. Doesn't move. Then there's a tzemeach. Tzemeach is something that grows. From the smallest flower, from a weed to the tree, to the biggest tree, the strongest tree. From the nicest to the nicest. They're all under one category of tzemeach. Growing. Then there's the next madrega in the Bria of Chayas and Behemoth. From the smallest juk to the lion, they're all under one category. One category is animals. And then there's one category above that, which is called Hamadaba. Madaba is somebody who speaks. Black, white, Chinese, whatever you want. All under one category of Nadab. These are the four categories that Be'etzem are in the Bria. And one category has no shaykhah to the other category. What I mean to say is like this. When a tzemeach means a flower or a tree, stops growing, it doesn't become a daimon. It doesn't become what we call innate object. It disintegrates. It doesn't even become a daimon. When a behema, lamoshel, stops living, it doesn't become a tzemeach. It doesn't become a daimon either. What happens to a behema when he dies, his whole chias has gone out, he disintegrates. Faket. He's even worse than a daimon. Because a daimon is a stone you can pick up. A nevela you can't pick up. So one cheshbon, one category has nothing to do with the other category. I'm a dabba, a person. A person calls him and he's alive. He's king of all. He's king of the world. The minute there's no chias by him, he doesn't become a tzemeach. He doesn't become a doimim. A dead person after a few days is not. You can't get close to him. He's worse than a doimim. He's worse than a piece of stone. But comes along the Kuzri and says, but there's a fifth category which has no shaykhs to Madaba, to Daimim, Tzemeach, which is Klal Yisrael. There's four. It's Daimim, Tzemeach, Chai, which is animals, and Madaba. On top of these four categories is the fifth one. It's called Klal Yisrael. And it's not pshat that Klal Yisrael is a Madaba, but it has a Tosefes, it has a something extra. That's not what Klal Yisrael is. It's not pshat that every category is be'etzem the category from before, but it has something extra, something a tosefes, an extra piece on it. A doimim is a piece of stone. Now this piece of stone is a tzemeach, or tzemeach is a doimim plus a, or a behema is plus a tzemeach plus something else. It can move. No, they're total different categories. Klal Yisrael is not a medaber. It's not the fourth category, but it's. But we're different people, right? Like the whites used to say about the blacks. They're all medabrin, but a white is we're better. There's no such thing. You're all under one category. Klal Yisrael is in a total different category. And Klal Yisrael, there's no shaykhus to the medaber of what everybody else is involved, to Klal Yisrael to Klal Yisrael in their category. And if you look about it, you'll see that the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael, their midas, their makeup, is a total different makeup than the regular goy on the street. And Klal Yisrael, when they go up, they go all the way up. And when Klal Yisrael, when they go down, they go even further than goy. When a yid goes all the way down, he's worse. Faket. He's as that they go worse and worse. Shvelim sheba umos, they become the lowest of all umos. Because it's a totally different category. Klal Yisrael is a category b'fnei atzmei. Has nothing to do with the medaber plus. We're a medaber, but we have a neshama. We have sheiches ribayin yishleilam. No, we're a different min. We're a different category. We're a total different makeup. No sheiches to the other four categories. And he goes ahead in his masbe. What's pshat that Klal Yisrael is in a total different category? He says, in the vault, we talk about Jews. We say Jews love money. Jews have certain middos which the goyim talk about and make ratzonos of, and we say it's anti-Semitic statements. The truth is that most of them could be anti-Semitic, but most of them are true. And it's not mitam. It's true not because of our weaknesses, it's true because of our greatness. And the Belli goes ahead and explains. He says there's a famous Ramban. The Ramban says that Klal Yisrael have a tremendous Mesiris Nefesh. They have a koyach of Mesiris Nefesh. They'll jump into fire for what they believe in. They always have a tremendous chutzpah. As in Sheba Umis, Klal Yisrael are the most chutzpahdika. Most chutzpahdika as in Shabbat is the most chutzpahdika nation. There's no other nation that will jump into the fire if they don't sit bow down to the cross. Klal Yisrael have that koyach of Mesiris Nefesh, whether it came from Avraham Avinu, whatever it is. But Klal Yisrael have that koyach mushrash. It's deep seated in their makeup that they have. They have a modika azus, they have a modika chutzpah, and a modika mesiris nefesh. But it goes both ways. It goes both ways. It's azin shibumis. I always taina, that we taina that a guy comes to Eretz Yisrael, and the hefkeris that he has here, he can't get in New York. Like America, you always say, is the avi avi satuma. Avi avi satuma. And yet, there's everybody's dream is to make it to Ben Yehuda. There's nothing like Ben Yehuda nowhere in the streets of New York. B'toch kol tumas ha'amim, there's nothing like Ben Yehuda. Because a yid, because of his koichas ha'nefesh is so big, taket, so when the tumah, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it in the world like a Ben Yehuda. That's part of the gadlus of Klal Yisrael. And yet, within the same area, you could have the biggest kedusha of koyach of Beis Hamikdash, 5 minutes away. You could have the Gadol HaDor sitting 3 minutes away from a bar in Ben Yehuda, and there's no mashicha to it. The azus, the mesiris nefesh that each one of us have for either kedusha or tumah, is be'etzem so clear and so strong. That's because our koichas as a yid is a tremendous koichas. So you see the snagness one against the other. Koich of money. We talk about Jews. They love money. The truth is, we tackle love money. And it's not an anti-Semitic vote, it's true. But why do we love money? And here comes a Mordechai Yisoid, which I think all of us have to understand. Klal Yisrael was given a koyach neshama. The metzius of the neshama is that it has a tremendous thirst to know and to want to understand and to shteik. And that be'etzim is where our thirst comes to Torah, because we have a mitzvah of learning, and because we have a mitzvah of doing mitzvahs. And in order that the neshama, which is a chelik of the kaini mal, which is a chelik kilu from the kaviyachol from the Rebbein Yishloilam, has that want to do dwan shebikadusha. That's the metzis of the neshama. The neshama wants to learn Torah. The neshama has a tremendous thirst for Torah. The neshama has a tremendous thirst to chaparayim mitzvahs, because that connects him back to his original where he's coming from. That's where he's coming from. He's coming from Ruchnius, and he wants to grab back to the Ruchnius. That thirst is embedded in us. It's there. When it's used for Dvaronshe Begedusha, so you can find people who have a tremendous hasmoda, have a tremendous chukka to do mitzvahs, have a tremendous chukka to do machnes oirech, tremendous chukka, a want, a lust. Where do you find such chesed among the goyim, like you have among Yidden? Where do you find so much chesed organizations? Where do you find that people's houses are open to anybody? It doesn't make sense. It's not natural. We take it on as this is a normal thing. If you look around the world, there's no such thing as, you know, you get on the plane, I always time this, you get on the plane, at the end of the plane ride, there's always, they come out on the Ramco and say, we're collecting for children all over the world. You know, this is a joint venture between Bank Pa'alim and whatever they call it, Children of the World, and whoever's got spare change, put it into the bag. I was trying to help by Frumi Yidden, by Elach Yidden, there's no such musik. There is no such musik, because there wouldn't be a musik of children on the street. Because the metzius of chesed that goes on by Yidden is so strong that such a metzius would never happen. Take a look at the wars, all during the wars. All the refugees used to be sitting in people's houses. There was no such thing as a Yid sleeping on the street. Unheard of. A Yid has a tremendous lust and want to do Dova Shebikdusha. When that is not, how do you say, nurtured towards Dvaran Shebikdusha, it goes in a different direction. When a person doesn't have it, doesn't fill that void that of this tremendous want in his neshama, when he doesn't have that in Torah and in mitzvahs, it goes somewhere else. It's there, it's a midah. Once that midah is directed somewhere else, so the lust goes for money, l'moshel. Oyev kesev, lo yizba kesev. Somebody who loves money, he'll never be satisfied. And on that say Chazal, oyev Torah, lo yizba Torah. Somebody who loves Torah will never be satisfied, will never be full up from the Torah that he's learning. How do they go together? Chazal dashne, one on one. The Torah says it's the same midah. It's the same midah. You'll never find anywhere in the world that at the top of the line there isn't a Jew that's running either the country, or running the Senate, or running the big companies, or in Fortune 500. Most of the companies are run by Jews. Jews are anywhere. And if you make a cheshbon, what is the amount of Jews in America? I think it's 2%. Can they get go? Huh? I know it's 2%. 2% of the whole country. But they have to come onto the Jews for the voting. They have to come on, and who's running the country is the Jews. And who's running all the biggest companies are the Jews. Jews always at the top. What's the chance? You're talking about, you'd call it, if it wouldn't be that they were Jews, you'd say there's a sect that's as big as Achveis the Amish, as big as Achveis some Shvats, that you know, some Shvats village in Africa, perhaps has as many as Jews are in America. And yet Jews stick out, and they're always in the forefront of any newspaper. What's pshat? The terrorists is because Jews make it to the top. And it's not, and it's better because we have better heads, versteht sich. But what's our specialty? That drive. That drive that we have for loving money. That drive that we have for to make it to the top. Is be'etzem a drive that was given beruchnius. When it's moved over to the left, so that drive is still there. And it goes in a different direction. So when we say Jews love money, it's true. It's just misdirected. The koichas have been misdirected. The Polish Rob used to knock on a guy's door, and he used to walk in, and he used to say to a gevir, ah, the vote lost the god Lado. And the gevir used to say, what do you want? He says, if you'd have taken the koichas and your want and your rotzen, and the go in you that you put into making it into business, and you'd have put it into the Gemara Rashi Taisa, you'd have been the Valtzer of Yeshiva. The same thing you find by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went out to Klal Yisrael the first day or two, he was brought up in Paro's house. He was a prince. He was a Ben Melech. He was brought up as if he was Paro's child. He went out to see Klal Yisrael, and he made a comment to two Jews who were fighting, right? Standing in shul, and he turns on and he tells the Jew to keep quiet. Yeah? This is what went on over there in Mitzrayim goes on today in any shtibel in New York or anywhere else. Guy walks into a shul, nobody knows who he is. He looks a chosh of a guy, and he sees two guys behind him talking. He turns around and he says, Chazos Hashatz, Kaddish. And what do they answer him? Huh? They answer him with a murdika chutzpah. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Och en neida adova. Now I understand why Klal Yisrael is in Shibud Mitzrayim. Well, because of two guys fighting, therefore I understand why they're in Mitzrayim. No, the Teretz is not. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that if somebody's got the chutzpah to turn around to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Ben Melech, who Be'etzim was a prince, he was brought up in Paro's house, and they have the chutzpah to turn around to him and tell him, who do you think you are? What are you telling us what to do? He said, if they've got such koichas, now I understand why the Rebbeinu Shlom put them through the shivud, because he wants to channel those koichas to the right direction. And only through shivud Mitzrayim will they be channeled. When they're unchanneled, when those koichas are set free, that's what you have. The chutzpah that he saw is he suddenly saw how great Klal Yisrael was. Ochin Noida Adova doesn't mean that he suddenly saw the chisoron in Klal Yisrael. He saw their maila. Now that maila has to be channeled, so they have to go through they have to be put through the Mitzrayim in order to come out, that they should be channeled in the right way. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't saying this is their oinish, this is their punishment. Now I see tzvim b'chutzofim, therefore they're getting an oinish. No, I see their maila. This I suddenly saw, Klal Yisrael's chutzpah. Klal Yisrael has a certain akshonus. Klal Yisrael can stand up to anything. Klal Yisrael has a moedik of thirst. These are koichas which, if they're used in the right way, take over the world. We have koichas that will control the world. We have koichas that will make it big. We have koichas that, when they're channeled in the right way, there's no end. When they're channeled in the wrong way, there's also no end. We can end up a Madoff. Billions of dollars, we can end up millionaires. But it's been channeled in the wrong way. Sinner. There's such a thing as sinner. There's such a thing as hate. When we talk about Klal Yisrael hating each other, there's so many machlokeses, and there's so many what goes on in Klal Yisrael. You know, if you ask two Jews what their opinion is, you'll get three. That's the famous saying. You know, you can never get a straight word out of, put 10 Jews in a shul, and you'll have three shuls within a month. What's pshat? What's pshat machlokes? Wherever you go in Klal Yisrael, there's always a machlokes. There's one Rebbe, there's three Rebbes, there's two Rebbes. There's one yeshiva, two yeshivas, three yeshivas. Where does that come from? Where does that come from, the sinner of a friar Jew to a from Jew? Where does that sinner come from? I don't know if you see it so much in America, but in Eretz Yisrael you see it much stronger. The sinner that they'll have. I don't know if you know the latest story when they wanted to make Min Havgona in Kfish Ramot against this company, Intel. So they wanted to, in order to get their frumas not to come, so they wrote Yud Kei Vov Kei on the road. They spray painted it on the road, so this way the Frumma Yidden wouldn't stand on it and go over it. And they spray painted it right along the whole road, and the police couldn't understand why they're coming from the sides, and nobody was coming straight at them. But how do you do that? Where does that come from? That comes from a sinner to a Frumma Jew. Where does this sinner of Frum Jews, where 30 years ago they're willing to cut off thousands of kids' payers, make them eat chaza on Yom Kippur? Are they willing to make sure that they suffer unless they go and become fry? Where does this sinner come from? Where does this machlekes come from a Yidden, that a machlekes, they'll go out and fight, and it's l'shem Shemaim. They'll punch Yenem in the face. And the Torah says, because Klal Yisrael were given koichas, sinner was given to Klal Yisrael to hate Ra. Oyev Hashem, sinu ro. They hate bad. They can't see bad. Oyev Hashem, when somebody Oyev Hashem sinu ro, is when you're an Oyev Hashem, you hate bad. When it's mischanneled, that sinner that you have in you that's supposed to be used against doing a dovah sheva aveira becomes the aveira itself. Machlokes be'etzem is something be'etzem a yid is born. He always has to fight with himself. The Pershim Michal Shapiro was from the Tzadik Yerushalayim, lived a race 50, 100 years ago. Pesach Mochel Shapiro was from the Tzadik Yerushalayim, which my Zayde said on him, that he hasn't got a din of a person, he has a din of a malach. And he said that machloikas be'etzem is given to every yid. Every yid has the koyach ha-machloikas.
What's the machlokes? Because he has to fight with his Yetzirah. He has to fight with himself. He's brought up all his life to fight the Yetzirah, to go against what his goof wants. When he gives into his goof, what does he do with that koyach of machlokes? When he gives into himself, what does he do? A person has that koyach. If there, he's as strong as an ox when it comes. He uses it for machlokes. He uses it for the regular machlokes that we talk about, koyach v'adosei. He uses it for dovah shalibik dusha, and it could be the shem shemayim. Could be two chassidus and two yeshivas. Bochrim fighting, Rosh Yeshivas fighting, don't ask. But where does that machlokes come from? That koyach machlokes, and you never see a machlokes by the goyim in the same fire as you see by the yidden. Yidden will go for fire and water for machlokes. That's pshat. Because they were given a koyach machlokes. The koyach machlokes was to fight with your yetzahara. The koyach machlokes was to argue and fight it and go ba'isha b'mayim against something which is dover raw. You were given a koyach of sinna. When it's not used in the right way, it becomes an atom bomb. But this is not mikoyach, the chison of Klal Yisrael. This is mikoyach, the gadlus of Klal Yisrael. But in all these midas that we've just spoken about, yeah, it makes Klal Yisrael different. But it still gives, you still find these midas by goyim as well. Not strong, perhaps. Don't find it so often. But it's there in what we call the category of a modaber. What makes the fifth category different than goyim? What makes Klal Yisrael what we call a different bria? It's a different creation. What makes him different that no goy comes close to a yid? And on that, says the Pasuk, V'Yivdaltem Yisraelim Kadeshim Ki Godesh Ani Hashem V'Avdel Eschem Mikol Ha'amim Li Yisli. Rabbi Nishlem says, be Kodesh, because I am Kodesh. V'Avdel Eschem I am make, and I separate you Mikol Ha'amim from all the other Goyim Li Yisli, to become mine, my nation. There's one thing, and there's one, what we call one midah that stands out as the spine of Klal Yisrael. What we call it, the what holds up the house. What's the word in English? Huh? No. Yeah, the main beam. The backbone of Klal Yisrael. What's the backbone of Klal Yisrael? What makes Klal Yisrael different than any other than any other nation? Kedusha. Now, what do we call Kedusha? There's two parts to Kedusha. There's Kedusha in the way you look at Kedusha. You've got to be holy, and you've got to be separated from all the Goshen Zachan, etc., 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 etc. That's one Madrega of Kedusha. But there's another Nekuda of Kedusha which the Olam doesn't realize. The Christians, when they talk about Kedusha, they talk about never getting married. The Pope, which is the God Lador by them, never got married. He can't do the normal mundane things, what people do, because he's different, he's separated. By the Goyim, Kedusha means you're separated from Olam Hazeh. Ribbono Shlom says, no. I'm not interested in having a nation of monks. We're not here to, we weren't brought down on this world to be monks. We were brought down on this world to take the Gashmias and be Makadoshit. I can take a bottle of wine and I can get drunk and be a goy. I can take the same bottle of wine and be Makadosh Shabbos with it. I can take the same bottle of wine and be Menaseach it, to pour it out on a korban. On the Mizbeach. That's taking Gashmias and using it for Dovah Shebekedusha. There's an Inyan L'moshel of marriage, by a goy does his kula taiva, by a yid, that's an order to be mechanach l'deiru deirus. There should be another generation. There should be another generation of taiva. The man she itzaves bonavas b'nei beisa acharov, Avraham Avinu, zchusim faket. That's the whole meaning of kiddushin. Is to take the gashmis and to use it for what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to use it. He doesn't want us to become monks. There's no inyan of precious, the way the goyim look at it. A goy looks at gashmis and says, I don't want to have any shaykhas with it. Rebbeinu Shlomo says, no, I brought you down on this will. Take the gashmis and use it for ruchnis. Take what the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave to you. He gave you a hashefa from money. Give it to stocker. Give a chelik of it to stocker. That's how you makadish the money, the same way as you take maisa from your fruit, and you can't eat the fruit until you've taken the maisa. You can't touch your money until you've given your maisa, because it's not yours yet. That's being makadish your gashmis for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. That only happens when there's a dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let me explain. The Mesillas Yesharim says it very poshut. When the Torah says that we get connected, right? Let's say Adam and Chava. You never find in the Torah when they have relationships, husband and wife, it's called Vayeda HaAdam Es Chava. Right? It's a Loshen Yidia. How does Yidia talk about two people getting together? He says, try his poshut. This is the way the Sforum explain it. You can have two people who are standing next to each other. Physically, they're next to each other. Physically, they're very close. But they're miles apart. They hate each other. Or they have nothing in common. They've got nothing to speak about. The Moshul. Roommates like. Right? You can have a roommate who you're basically together 12 hours a day. You have absolutely no shaykhs with him. You're two different worlds, two different ma'alach machshavs, but physically you're close. Or you can have your best friend that you don't speak to him for 6 months. He's living in America, but there's a kesha there. You're connected with him. When you pick up the phone, you carry on the conversation for where you left off 6 months ago. Friends haven't met for 20 years. They continue as if they were just left yesterday. Good friends that were good friends when they were younger, they meet 20 years later, they continue from where they just left off. Where does that come from? Because you're connected intellectually. Your heart's connected. Physical doesn't mean that you're close. Intellectual means that you're close. Husband and wife can be physically close, doesn't mean that they're connected. Vayeda, you want to know if they're connected? Vayeda ha'odom isishtoi. You want to know when the Torah talks about husband and wife being connected? It uses a lotion of yidia. Yidia means understanding, knowledge. Knowledge is what connects one person to another. When you're intellectually on the same what we talk the same language. We get along together because we think alike. Or when you say in America, we're on the same page. We're not talking about two people standing next to each other. When you say you're on the same page, it means that we're connected somewhere inside. You can't explain it in physical terms, but that's called connected. You can have people who work one with another and have no shaykhs with each other because they're doing a physical labor 8 hours a day. You can have guys working in a factory. They're doing the same avreda every day for 20 years. The guy drops dead. You continue. No big deal. Continue. Okay. Say that. How long have you known him for? 20 years. He was a nice guy. Okay. You know, Nebuch, he dropped dead. When you have a close friend who you haven't seen for 20 years and he drops dead, you feel it. That connection is not a connection from a physical point of view, it's a connection because it's from here. When the moyach and the lave become connected, that's when you become one. When we're talking about husband and wife, or even good friends, that they are connected has nothing to do with physical, it's all in the mind. When we talk about relationships, husband and wife, we're talking about yidia.
We are connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can take a Dova Gashmi and use it for Ruchnis. Because the same Pa'ula, the same action that two people can have standing next to each other, and they can be miles apart because they're not connected, you can have the same Pa'ula when they're not standing next to each other and doing the same thing, and they are connected. Because it has nothing to do with physical. This is a ruchnistic connection. We have a connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can take the same bottle of wine and drink out of it, a revius, and we will makadesh Shabbos with it. And we can make a Havdalah. We can have Arba Kaisers. And you might even get a bit high from the Arba Kaisers, but we will makayim Arba Kaisers. Or you can take the four Kaisers and drink like a goy when it's not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you're a stama shikara on the street. The same pa'ula. There can be two people doing the same pa'ula. And one is getting to a high madrig and is getting connected. And one's not connected. You can have two people working in the factory and the guy drops dead. I've known him for 20 years. No connection. Come the next day, you send him flowers for the levaya and goodbye and carry on. Dos that goy. A yid. When he's standing 20 years with somebody else, they get onto the same page. They get connected. What's that connection? The physical connection? Because they're standing next to each other for 20 years? Or because there was some sort of intellectual understanding, something that the heart was connected? That's called Dveikus. Dveikus has nothing to do, when we talk about Dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we cleave to the Ribbono Shel Olam, has nothing to do with physical. There's no such thing as physical. Good friends are not connected physically. They're connected intellectually. We're on the same page. We understand each other. When you talk about a shidduch, the chemistry didn't work. What does that mean, the chemistry didn't work? Didn't go. What do you mean it didn't go? Because you didn't connect. There was two separate people sitting in the same room that had no connection. Connection is in the leif. Connection is in the moyach, in the head vayeda. When we talk about yediyas Hashem, it means we're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can drink something. And when we drink it, we say it without a bracha. When we say it with a bracha, we makadish that it's a whole different drinking. And it looks the same thing. But we're on a different page. We're connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A yid has that koyach hakedusha which a goy doesn't have. Neviim, Moshe Rabbeinu, lakom novi bi Yisrael. There's never been a novi like Moshe Rabbeinu. But there was by the goyim, Bilam. But Bilam stayed Bilam. He had that nevuah. He could see far, but he wasn't connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Therefore he could fall. Therefore he could be the biggest Baal Tuma. But he wasn't connected. A goy doesn't have that koyach of connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam the same way as we have. A goy can understand what it means to be godly, but he can't do it. For them, godliness means no shaykhus de gashmis. To us, you can have shaykhus de gashmis and you can still be a godly person. You might not see your friend for 20 years, but you're still connected with him, you still think about him. You get on the phone, and you pick up as if you have never left him. Why? Because that has nothing to do with physical. Connection has nothing to do with physical. A yid, when we talk about a yid being in a separate category, is talking about mikoyach hakdusha of a yid. Koyach hakdusha means what connects you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave Klal Yisrael a koyach hakdusha. That means he gave him a neshama, which is part of him, which is be'etzem kedusha. That Kedusha has a thirst. That Kedusha has a tremendous want. That Kedusha of the Neshama has tremendous Kreichas. The Be'etzem Kreichas of an atom bomb. When it's used in the right way, and it's channeled in the right way, it becomes the Godel that every Yid can become. Godel, when we talk about Godel, a great person, doesn't mean that he has to be the Reb Chaim Kanievsky of the Doi. Every person, the fi his madrega, can become the Godel. Avraham Avinu was the Godel Hador in Chesed. Yankov was Torah. But Avraham Avinu got to his Dveikus, got to his connection through his Koyach of Chesed. When we talk about the Koyachas of each one of us, and that were different, the backbone of where it starts from is Kedusha. Kedusha doesn't mean Avada Kedusha. There's two parts to the book. There's the Kedusha, it's that certain things that we do, which is a stira so that, to what the Rebbe Shlomo wants, which is Tuma. But there's also a Kedusha in the act that we do when we say a brocha. You can be the biggest balavera. You make a brocha on a fruit, you make a brocha on a drink, and you make a bracha with kavana, you will makadish the gashmias. That means you got connected with the Ribbono Shel through Dova Gashmi. The Ribbono Shel says that's what you came down on this world for. You can get married, you can have a normal life, but there's a tachlis to it. Or you can live like a life of a goy, where your whole mind is totally in znus, and there's no difference. You can have the same act. One act can be a Maisa Znus, and one act can be a Maisa Kedusha. And there's no difference in the actual act of, and the Gashmi is the act. The Teretz is, one is the Kavona L'Shem Shammai, one is, there's a Kedusha, Chayit, I'm connected to God while I'm doing it. And one is Tama Maisa Behema. And goes through, and you can go through your whole life of doing Maisim. We're all doing the same Maisa. The God Lado is doing the same Maisa as the same as we're doing it. They daven, they learn, we say brochas, everything. And some people, when they do it, they're connected. Because that's the koyach of a yid. The koyach of a yid is that he has the koyachas in him to be connected and be on the same page with God, taking the gashmis, which a goy can't do. A goy doesn't have a koyach. A goy might understand what godliness is, but he can't do it. A yid has that koyach. A yid has that koyach. And va'avdil eschem mikola amim liyosli, I separated you. I made you something different. I put you in a separate category in order to be me. The koyach of a yid, because it's so strong, so great, when it's not channeled in the right mahalach, is be'etzem an atom bomb. And be'etzem, that's be'etzem part of our big nisoyin over here. I'll give you a mashal. Hanukkah. The Yevonim wanted us to keep Torah. The Yevonim wanted us to keep Torah. The Yevonim didn't fight it. They fought certain mitzvahs, because the mitzvah of Milah and the mitzvah of Shabbos and I think Shchodesh and Tefillin, I think those are mitzvahs that connects us to God. They didn't want you to have that connection. You want to do mitzvah, you want to learn Torah, no problem. Sit down and learn, no problem. As long as it's an intellectual study. But that you should have shaykhs with the Rebbeinu, your Torah should be a Torah from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That you should be connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom while I'm learning Torah. The Yevonim didn't want that. The Yevonim wanted to be a modern Jew. You can do certain mitzvahs, but don't be connected. Kedusha is pshat, being connected to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And you'll find there's never been so much Torah in the world like there is today. The amount of hashpo toiva that's coming down on the world today, there's never been in Klal Yisrael. There's no such musag today of a Tehillim Yid. In the old days you had a Yid, 200 years ago, 100 years ago, you had a Yid who sat by the fire between Mincha and Maariv and said his Tehillim, come, he could read his Tehillim, because he never learned. And he couldn't learn, he didn't have the time to learn because he was too busy making panosa. He never had that koichas to him. But he had an Elochkeit, his Tehillim, he was connected. He couldn't learn Gemara. Today we have the art scroll with so many shurim online, with so many shurim in English. There's so much out there that we talk about the Tumma that's out there. There's so much Kedusha out there. There's so much Siyata Dishmaya to get connected. The Rebbeinu Shlomo, on the same level, gave us, I'll give you the internet. I'll give you the iPod. I'll give you the computer. I'll give you everything. When it's used in the right way, when it's used in the right way, it could bring tremendous Kedusha. There's thousands of Yidden out there that have been saved in Yiddishkeit from the internet, from the connection, from this, from a Shia that was downloaded,
from a write-up, from something, an article they read. I'm sure there's thousands of Jews that didn't intermarry because of it. Yet there's thousands of Jews from that internet, from that iPod, that have lost the... How do you say lost Yiddishkeit? They lost their connection with God. Because it's tumma. Tumma means it wants to distract you from your connection with Ribbono Shel. Tumma distracts you. What does tumma do? Tumma goes into your mind. When you watch a movie, Lamashal, or you watch anything, you go on, you know, Chas v'Shalom, we're not talking here the Brochner, Nebuch going to porn sites, but even a movie doesn't affect you on a physical level, it affects you on an intellectual level. It goes into that brain, that brain is your Kodesh HaKadoshim that connects you with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the brain that connects you. You know, I'll give you a muscle. If I go over to you, you know, you're best friends with a certain guy. Right? And I go over to you and say to you, you know, the guy that you're best friends with for the last 20 years and he's standing next to you, ever since he told me something about you which you wouldn't want to, And you make some machlekas. What happened over here? Did you get punched in the face? Was there a physical fight? No. There was a idea that went into this guy's brain that told him, stay away. Nothing. No. Normally you say two guys got into a fight. Okay, they're not talking. Was there a fight over here? The minute the guy hears, he spoke about me behind my back, he said something to me, boom, there's no connection. The connection goes. And you know what? Without saying anything, his best friend the next day feels it. I can't work it out. I can't. You ever find it? I don't understand, but I get these vibes. We're not on the same page anymore. What happened? We're not on the same page. Did he say anything to him? Did he get into a fight with him? No. But the idea that went into his head, that he spoke behind my back, automatically caused him to some sort of level that he's not on the same page as the friend. And the friend picks it up. Without saying anything. I could hear the undertones. He has some pain on me. What happened over here? Something went into that head, broke the devakas, broke the connection that went between each other. That's what a movie, that's what Schmutz does, that's what internet does. It goes in and it affects that connection that you have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yeah, Ribbono Shel Olam said, I'll give you tremendous kedusha. I'll give you the Kodesh Ma'arovi back. You know what? I'll make a mokum tefillah that Klal Yisrael didn't have for thousands of years. Yeah? In the same mokum tuma, kedusha, 2 minutes away, is the biggest mokum tuma in the world. In the biggest place where there could be a Kiddush Shem Shemayim, there's a Chil Shem Shemayim going on. In the Kodesh itself, this is the biggest Chil Hashem going on. No problem. I'll get you connected. I'll give you tools how to get connected. I'll make it easier for you to give stocker. I'll make it easier for you to do Achmos Zerachim. You'll all have beautiful houses. I'll give you all the ways and means of being a gewaldig yid. There was no such musig in the Amalige Zeiten that every Jew has Arba Minim. There used to be, the towns used to go out looking for an Arba Minim. There should be one set in town. Today, every child, 6 years old, is holding an esrog that Mistoma, the Gedolim, in pre-war days, didn't have. The Rebbe Shem gave us so much hashpah that we can get connected. But at the same time, he gave us a lot of money. He gave us a lot of Yitzharas that are standing in front of us. As much as they are, and as strong as they are, what he does is he wants to get a pesam achshava, something that you saw, to disconnect you. You're not going to be on the same page. But it's very, 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 it's subtle. You know, like when a guy says to me, you know, I have a girlfriend, and she's a great girl. And she gets me up for shachris. The dveikus in the Ribbono Shel Olam is being warped. Yeah, you get up for shachris, but how did you get up for shachris? What? Does that make sense? Is it bachlal? I'm not even going to halacha now. I'm not talking about halacha. I'm talking about hashgava. Think about it. That is, I'm disconnecting you in order to be connected. Does that make sense? Does it have any shaykhs to Kedusha? Does your davening mean that you're now connected? It's like making a broch on challah.
Yeah. Oh, she taught me to make a broch. It's not still kosher, it doesn't matter. She's makwila, she's saying brochas. Right? So she got me up for shachris.
That connection is a connection that is stopping you being connected to God. Say whatever you want. If the Torah says that's not the way to get connected, that's not the mahalach, say whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not going into it. I am ready for it. I'm not ready for it. I'm holding back. I'm not holding back. It disconnects you. Because a yid has such koichos, the sensitivity of his koichos are so strong that any small little thing can affect the whole atom bomb. When you have a grubber tape recorder, you want to have these schwatzers that walk around with these, what they call boom boxes, there's no big electricity involved in it. There's no big deal. It's putting in a plug or a battery, and that's it. I've got this massive boom box and I'm walking around. Yeah? When you're talking about music on a higher level, so the smallest scratch, the music that you want to hear that's really subtle and got some, and every heartbeat and every string you want to hear, then you need a much more sensitive equipment. And every small little thing that doesn't go right or it's not plugged in properly kills the whole beauty of the whole music. A yid is the most sensitive electricity in the world. Every small little touch of the wrong wire affects the beauty of the whole picture. The minute that something goes in, and you say it's only very subtle. You know, when you talk about I am Shomer Negia, yeah? Or I don't watch dirty movies. Or whatever it is, doesn't make a difference. Whatever it is, I just went in over there to pick something up to eat. I bechlal wasn't in that area. I just agavurka went through it. We are so kodesh be'etzem. We have such kriches that the smallest little that gets touched affects our connection. And because we're connected, and anything that we see do affects that connection, affects that idea, affects the relationship. Yeah, you find a lot of times husband and wife, great relationship. You've got to send them a text 3 times a day saying I still love you. If she doesn't get that text 3 times a day, it's not the same. I married you because I love you. I have to tell you every day. Yeah, I have to tell you 3 times a day I love you. Because that's part of the connection. The connection is I've got to feel electricity. Your wife, and this goes on a lot from the areas where you come, Ben Kam Mokim Laharis. Your wife picks up a vibe. You're a bit too friendly with... You're smiling at the wrong lady. So... what happens? How many times does Shalom Bayis fall apart because of these stupid little things? Because Shalom Bayis, husband and wife, I mean, they're connected, they got married. We're going to end up in a get for this? Yes. Because it's so powerful, the relationship of husband and wife, and it's so strong, and it can build olamos. Therefore, any small, sensitive, wherever something came in between, boom. And not because the relationship's not strong. Because it's so strong, therefore something can happen to it. We have such a strong connection. He gave us such koichos. He said one tonight. But after Eschem Mikola Ami. Anything on the Goyish side, I changed you, I made you a special nation, I gave you tremendous koichos. Leo is Li. That's because you've got to be part of my nation. You're going to be part of me. You've got to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I will turn around and say Mikam Chayso. Who's like Klal Yisrael? But the minute that Shem Echad is mixed in with a lot of other things, we're not being Mekadosh. Even our Gashmi is that Koyach of what a Yid has. Then there's no Mikam Chayso. Then the Goy, then the Yid behaves worse than the Goy. But not because he's tackled worse than the good, because he's so great And because of his greatness, his kreichas l'son. And so therefore we find a lot of pain. A boche in yeshiva. Mitzad echod, he has such kreichas. And he could be such a gewaldig boche, and he could steiger his gewaldig, and yet, you know, he'll turn around and tell you, I've got such a yitzahara, I've got such a rotzen for money, I've got such a rotzen for girl, I've got such a rotzen to watch a movie. All these rotzenias, faket, don't look at it as a chisan. That's your maila. You just channeled in the wrong way. That's your maila, faket. You see how much how strong your yitzahara is? That's the raya, how big you could be. You're just being channeled in the wrong way. You just have to make a cheshbon, sit down and make a cheshbon. How do I get back to this vayeda or odom esishta? How do I get back to this yediyas elokim, this connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom? Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the seichel. Chanukah is a zman mesugel for Torah, but it's more mesugel for Torah Shebal Peh, which is the koyach. Torah Shebal Peh is the koyach that the brain uses. The brain uses its koyachas to think and meaning, to come up with a new shtickle, to understand the placeless means that you're using your brain, you're getting connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam intellectually. That means the heart and the brain is going in one direction. And Chanukah is a Moedika Zman. That's why you find that Chanukah is a Moedika Bittel Zman. Chanukah is a Zman where you find that everybody's playing dreidel, everybody's gambling, everybody's going out for parties, everybody's getting drunk. We're doing everything instead of being the Kaddish, what we could do. Because that's, forget, the biggest Zman is where the biggest Yerida is. When there's such a Zman where we could take all the Gashmias, yeah, the Latkes with the beer, with the playing dreidel, and be Malet, and all we do is Fagoshit, that's the biggest Raya. That is the Zman of where we could be, this Kaddish and this Kaddish.
I raised it.
No.